Prince from the Batman soundtrack. Remember he did that? Apparently, if you listen to the Batman soundtrack with the sound of the movie off and the soundtrack on, it syncs.
Ooh.
Part of the...
That's really cool.
Part of the genius of Prince, the little known, like, you know... Now, it's not like if you listen to Pink Floyd and you turn on the
Wizard of Oz.
Wizard of Oz, right?
Oh, mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, I've never done that.
Dark Side of the Moon and Wizard of Oz, you're supposed to do that.
I did that in college, and I guess it makes sense if you're in the right state of mind.
Or yesterday, I'm sure a lot of people.
Dope smoking fiends.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, that's right. If you do that, then. But this was actually designed by Prince to actually work like that. So pretty cool. Pretty cool. Prince, if you're just turning on the radio for the first time today, or you haven't been seeing this on your phone or anywhere else, Prince Rogers Nelson, found dead today at the age of 57. John. Now, John Weideman, who is alive and well in St. Louis, where tonight the Chicago Blackhawks take on the St. Louis Blues in a must-win situation, I want to be very, very confident about this, John. I want to be, because quite honestly, this is an angry team, and as we learned, Coach Q is 11-4 in must-win game situations with this Chicago Blackhawk team. So give me some words of encouragement right now.
Well, first of all, Ro, thanks for having me on. I'm in a crowded media press room here at the Scott Trade Center in St. Louis, having dinner with some friends, Stan, the interpreter for the Blackhawks, Dion Miller, and Peggy Kaczynski, the fine sports reporting professionals here from
Tell them I said hi.
We're all having breaking bread, having a good time. But I want to throw something out to you guys and to your listeners. Something's going to give here tonight. You talked about the record, 11-4 under Q in elimination games. They find a way to survive. The St. Louis Blues, the other side of that spectrum, is that the Blues historically have never lost a game five when they've come back to their arena up in a series 3-1. They've never lost. So something's going to give here tonight. And I get the feeling, you know, obviously with the loss of Andrew Shaw to the lineup, that hurts. But I get the feeling that the guys are not ready for their season to end. And that's a really, really good thing. I mean, some teams... And they'll never admit it, but some teams get to this point against a really tough opponent like the Blues are. And, you know, they go out there and they say all the right things. And the truth is that when the rubber meets the road, they don't have the same amount of push in the game that they need to have to survive. That's not the Blackhawks. They're going to empty the tanks here tonight. And I think their thinking is going to be shift at a time and lay it all out there, do everything you have to do in order to help your team win. So I think this could possibly be the best game of the series, I think, from the Blackhawks side of things.
Speaking of laying it all out there, Coach Q making the announcement, Kane and Taves on the same line. Hossa said those two are magicians.
Right.
A lot expected there. What does St. Louis do about that?
I don't think St. Louis changes anything they do. They've been winning. They're getting great goaltending from Brian Elliott. Their defense has been strong. You know, their forward lines have been productive. They are the second best team in the playoffs on faceoffs, and they're also second in overall hits. And what they've been doing is winning. So if you were to pose that question to Ken Hitchcock, their head coach, I think he would say, we're not changing anything that we're doing because, you know, what we're doing is winning. We're up in the series 3-1. But you know that they've got to deal with the fact that Taze and Kane are together. And I think that has them a little bit concerned. It'll be interesting to see what they do early on in the game to try and neutralize the effect of Kane and Taves on the same line.
And John, Teuvo Teravainen is going to skate with that second line at the right wing spot. He's sort of had a down postseason, especially when you compare it to last postseason. You think this move to the second line could help him? What does he need to do to get going in this series?
I think Teuvo's got to have something go right for him. I think he's been struggling a little bit. You know, he's been losing some key faceoffs. You know, and that can start to affect a guy's confidence. You can start to see the erosion. So I think, you know, a move like that could help to get him to look at the game a little bit differently and maybe take on a different area of responsibility and maybe take the role of support of teammates instead of being that pivotal guy in the middle. He's a talented enough guy that I think he can adapt to just about any situation he's thrown into on the ice. So you know, that's going to be another, I think, interesting move by Joel Quenneville. And I expect to see, by the way, one of the new guys, Dale Weiss, into the lineup. Dale Weiss is going to bring sandpaper. He's going to bring grit. He's going to bring a little bit of an attitude.
Can he bring brass knuckles, too? Because I'd like to see that.
You never know. He might pull that out of his glove. You never know. But he's definitely going to bring a presence, and I think the Blackhawks really need that.
Yeah. All right. All right. Well, John, call a good game tonight. Enjoy your dinner. You guys enjoy the Chicago broadcast contingent right there.
Yeah, say hi to Peggy and Dion for me.
I will. Hey, Peggy and Dion, Anna says hi. We're live on
the
air.
What about me? What about me?
Well, I work with both of them. You didn't say hi.
Hi, too. The whole crew, they all say hi. And we're all expecting to be back Saturday night for Game 6.
All right. Well, all right. Very excited about that. Thank you very much. Thanks, John.
You got it, guys. Thanks all for having me on.
Thank you for joining. Hey, I just want to say this is why God invented texting, so we didn't have to have a moment like that on the radio.
Really? You're right there. You could hear them. I could hear their voices in the background. Friends.
All right. We're going to check in, actually, with our own Ryan Burrow, who is in Minneapolis-St. Paul right now, covering the death of Prince. And he's been up there this afternoon gathering details. We'll see if we can get any of the law enforcement details or the rescue enforcement details of what happened here. And we're looking forward to that.